Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes big hurdles. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, barely keeping your head above water? Like you're saying yes to everything and ending up feeling drained and overwhelmed? Well, you're not alone. It seems like the world thrives on busyness, right? But what if I told you that prioritizing self-care and setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish? It's actually essential for living a happier, more fulfilling life. Today, we're diving deep into the art of saying no without guilt, carving out time for yourself, and rediscovering that precious thing called balance. Let me tell you, this stuff is game-changing. Think about it. Building healthy boundaries is like putting up a fence around your personal space. It helps define who you are, what you value, and how you want to be treated. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your house uninvited, right? Same goes for your time, energy, and emotions. Setting those boundaries isn't about being mean or standoffish. It's about protecting yourself and creating space for the things that truly matter. First up, learn to recognize your limits. Pay attention to what drains you, what stresses you out, and what consistently leaves you feeling depleted. Once you identify those red flags, start saying no more often, without over-explaining or apologizing. You don't owe anyone a detailed justification for prioritizing your well-being. Remember, a simple "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm going to have to pass this time" is perfectly sufficient. Next, carve out time for self-care that actually nourishes your soul. This isn't about endless bubble baths or expensive spa days, though those are nice. It's about making conscious choices that replenish you. Reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, spending quality time with loved ones, whatever brings you joy and helps you recharge. Another vital aspect is learning to manage your energy. Think of it like charging your phone. You wouldn't run your phone until the battery completely drained before plugging it in, would you? Same goes for yourself. Pay attention to when you feel your energy waning and take breaks throughout the day to refuel. Remember, saying yes to everything often leads to burnout and resentment. Learning to prioritize your own needs is not a sign of weakness, it's a strength. It allows you to show up fully in all areas of your life, with more energy, focus, and passion. You know that feeling when you finally get a chance to relax after a long week, that sense of calm and rejuvenation that washes over you? That's the magic of prioritizing self-care and setting boundaries. It's like hitting the reset button on your entire system, allowing you to approach life with renewed energy and clarity. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be the queen of saying yes, volunteering for every project at work, constantly attending social events, even taking on extra responsibilities at home. But she was always exhausted, stressed out, and feeling overwhelmed. Then, one day, she decided to start setting boundaries. She learned to politely decline invitations that didn't align with her priorities, delegated tasks at work, and started carving out time for herself each day. The result? Sarah felt a dramatic shift in her energy levels. She was more focused, happier, and finally had the space to pursue her passions. Sarah's story isn't unique. It's a reminder that prioritizing ourselves is not a luxury, it's a necessity. So, are you ready to take control of your time, energy, and well-being? Start by identifying those areas where you feel depleted and begin setting small boundaries. Say no to the things that don't serve you, and say yes to self-care practices that nourish your soul. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Take it one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and celebrate those wins along the way. Want to keep this conversation going? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on setting boundaries, what works for you. What challenges do you face? Let's support each other in creating healthier, more fulfilling lives. Until next time, remember, you deserve to be happy, healthy, and whole.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.